Airchecks.com.
There he is.
What?
Winner of the Magic 105.
Make room for new kids on the block here, would you? Debbie Gibson. Yeah. Come on in, guys.
Past the skeleton.
Oh, no.
Past the hit record.
Yeah, there's Debbie Boone. How you doing, babe? You look swell.
All by itself.
Your dad's a cheeser.
It's the Jukebox from Hell.
That's right. All you have to do is give me the name of this song.
Will you take me?
Woo, baby.
Tell me you're loving me.
Yeah. I want to wear a cheap suit every time I do that. Hey,
tell me you're loving me. Will you give me?
That's enough. 4330123. Give us the tune on Jukebox from Hell and win this morning at Magic 105. Ooh, that was horrible.
Can you see the real me? Can you? Can you?
Welcome to the dreaded Jukebox from Hell. Hell.
The dreaded That's the Way I Like It by KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, this woman just jumped right out. She knew exactly what it was. And you sound proud, ma'am.
I'm not.
Remember, he used to jump around on stage in that cheap little, it was kind of like a Donny Osmond reject suit.
Right, right. Cross between Donny and Elvis Presley suit.
Hey. Don't shame the king of rock and roll by comparing him to KC. Did we ever find out what KC stood for?
I don't know.
Apparently, I think it stood for like King Cheesy.
King of Crap.
Ooh, I like yours even better. What's your name?
Debbie.
Debbie what?
Donaldson.
Debbie, what's your middle name?
K. Nope.
Debbie K. Donaldson?
Uh-huh.
That's not bad. Yeah, Debbie, what would you like?
I lived through the disco era, you see.
Most of us did make it, unfortunately. The Bee Gees even made it, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
Debbie K. Donaldson, what would you like to hear instead of KC and the Sunshine Band?
Finding Cannibals.
Stand back. Here comes the... here he comes. Chuck Connors, stand back. All right, we'll try and get some of that on for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
You have a very valid... It's about 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Mike, you do have a very valid point. We need to get that Mr. Food on whenever we can, and we'll try and do that next hour. Also, we've had a couple of calls concerning the article in the Democrat and one of your news stories, the 3 cents a can soda pop deal.
Uh-huh.
And I think we need to discuss that a little more. Do you have that again?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. So everybody can hear that so we can elaborate on that a little bit later.
They have not passed the bill.
But it is up.
But they've received it, yeah.
Here he is, the all-knowing one, the Pontiff of rock and roll. You know him, you love him, you cannot make it through the day without him. Here's Michael P.
Thanks, Tommy. Arkansas lawmakers have approved bills totaling $325,000 to pay their expenses and have received a bill to levy a soft drink tax of 3 cents per 12-ounce can. Sponsors said the soft drink tax would raise $54 million to $60 million a year. The Glenrose School Board is vowing to fight if taken to court. More on that next on Magic 105.
Well, here we are, middle of the week. It's a hump day, a downhill slide to the weekend.
Today's Wall Street Journal. Faster, tougher, smarter. Call 800-634-3800 now.
Magic 105 weather at 7:59. Partly cloudy today and tomorrow with highs near 80. Fair tonight with a low of 57. Right now, 62 degrees. Good morning. I'm Michael P. with POCO on Magic 105.
Magic 105, KMJX, Conway Little Rock, Arkansas's only real rock and roll radio station.
You can't see her walking down a beach.
Magic 105, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Georgia Peach is with the Outlaw and the Pontiff of Rock and Roll. Glad to have you along on the hottest radio show in North America. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, the day after a UFO sighting in Pine Bluff, the Pine Bluff area, which has been labeled once again, or for the first time ever, they are dead last now, according to the Rand Almanac. They are dead last. Arkansas, Little Rock finished 126th in the list of 333. Fayetteville, 129th. Fort Smith, 210th. Texarkana, 311th. And then bringing up the rear, Pine Bluff is at 333rd. And maybe, perhaps, that is why aliens have decided to visit that part of our country. Also, they disappeared somewhere over Watson Chapel, very similar to the way that the Book of Mice and Men disappeared somewhere over at Watson Chapel. Weather-wise, around here, 80 degrees today. Beautiful day. Overnight low 57. It's 62 degrees right now. We are looking for goofy middle names today. People with goofy middle names. And we're providing therapeutic treatment for you here at the radio station. If you've had problems dealing with your middle name all these years, kids used to make fun of you at school. People still make fun of you. Girls wouldn't go out with you because you had a goofy middle name. Well, now is the time to get it off your chest. Come out of the closet. Come clean and share that with us at 433-0123. But we have another matter. This is such a wide-ranging program. We have a dealing with Arkansas politics that we need to settle here. And we have a caller who is going to help us deal with that. Yes, sir.
The newspaper and your news broadcast are talking about a 3-cent soda pop tax.
Yes.
That would raise $54 million.
Yes.
Assuming that there's 2 million soda pop drinkers in the state of Arkansas, which I doubt seriously.
Yes.
That means that we would each have to drink 3 soda pops every day to raise that amount of money.
Is that right?
It would take 8 billion soda pops to raise $54 million. These legislators out there, a bunch of yahoos, evidently were educated in Arkansas schools.
Hang on a second, sir. Let me get the magic computer out here and let me tabulate this. Okay, now how many does it take? How many did it say? 3 cents.
Per soda pop.
2 million. My magic computer tells me that you've got too much time on your hands, pal.
Something very scary is happening this Halloween. It's the Phantom of the Fridge.
So, Sherwood Tire Service gets the Squiggly Tread A-plus rating for friendly, honest personal service and competitive prices. I'm Squiggly Tread saying keep rolling for less at Sherwood Tire Service, 8203 JFK in Sherwood.
Won't be long now. I want to remind you that we'll be asking you for the clue that was given last night on the Cosby Show. Yes, this is the hot happening radio station that affords you the opportunity, along with the rest of your family, to do something you've probably wanted to do all these rock and roll years of yours, and that's do the Cosby Shuffle at the beginning of the Cosby Show. Yeah, I know, hard to believe. That will be coming up momentarily. However, right now I need to tell you about the hot happening Halloween hoedown going on at Hog's Breath Cantina, Diego's Hangout. It'll be happening Halloween night. We will, as far as I know, it is the only Halloween party where the prizes will include neon beer signs. Yes, it's class. It's utmost class. And you have the opportunity to win those things. Now, we've come up with the prizes, but we've struggled to come up with competition. Some of the events that are now on the agenda, bobbing for jalapenos. Bobbing for jalapenos. You've all been to Halloween parties where you bob for apples. At Diego's, you'll get the opportunity to bob for jalapenos. And this has also been given some thought, four-man team bobbing. So if you've ever done any four-man team bobbing, I'll leave it alone. Also, we are going to have a look-alike contest, a couple of them, as a matter of fact. For all you men or women out there, we will be having the Mayhorn look-alike and sound-alike contest.
I dress all of the best-dressed men.
Yes, it's the Mayhorn look-alike and sound-alike contest.
I dress all of the best-dressed men.
And if that weren't enough, what, this is going to be so much fun down there. You're going to want to come, aren't you? We're going to have a Diego look-alike contest. Now, I know a lot of you say, well, I've never seen Diego. I've never seen Diego. Well, we want you to come dressed as you think Diego would look. So you can really use your imagination on this. As you think Diego might appear to be, or how Diego should look. However you think Diego should look. And, yeah, I know you're going, boy, that sure is a lot of problems, a lot of trouble. But keep in mind, if you want to, you know, you can put the, whatever you want to do. Don't take a bath between now and then if you think that that's required. But you can win neon beer signs, so there it makes it all worthwhile. Diego's Hog's Breath Cantina, the best place, the best time you'll ever have without paying a cover charge. Mayhorn look-alike and sound-alike contest.
I dress all of the best-dressed men.
Yeah, sure do, mate. It's 8:30. 13, going up to 80 today. 62 now with a song I never get tired of hearing. Great White at Magic 105.
Well, the times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming and a strumming all over.
Airchecks.com.